Northwood ball starting the fourth quarter here in the Tiger Den, leading Warsaw 35-26. Ian Rosh off a screen. Down inside of Martin, got away from him and scored. They are starting to find paths to the basket. They lead now by 11, 20 seconds into quarter four. Martin, Heckeman, Bricker, Davis, and Jackson Gould out there for the Tigers. Davis back to Martin. He's trying to drive in on Rash, couldn't get past him. Throws it back out to Bricker, right side to Martin. Martin off a screen, lobs it out for Jackson Gould. Left side to Heckeman, one-on-one against Bontrager. Now he'll drive into the free throw lane area. Stop and go move, and he threw it away. He tried to feed it in to Davis, and he threw it right to Tyler Rosh. And now they've got the ball leading by 11, and they're in control of the game at the moment. Wolf on the handoff. Ian Rosh one-on-one against Martin. Flips it off the right. Brenner for three. Good. 21 for Cade Brenner. Four north of his average. Panthers by 14. Timeout, Matt Moore. And the Northwood fans come to their feet as one here in the Tiger Den. It's a full timeout. 6:50 to play. Northwood has opened up a 14-point lead, 40-26, here over Warsaw. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Four games in 8 days for the Tigers. They're here against Northwood tonight. They are at Elkhart tomorrow at 6. Thursday, Mishawaka is here for a 6:15 start on News Now Warsaw. And then Saturday, a matinee game. Brenner knocked the ball away from Davis. He'll take it down. Oh, and he fouled him from behind. I thought maybe that was going to go undetected. It was not. Davis will pick up his third. Brenner has more free throws coming. Saturday afternoon next weekend is a matinee. That is a 1 o'clock JV start. So we're going on just before that on News Now Warsaw. And if the girls are in the championship, the girls' championship in the sectional at Concord starts at 6. Free throw by Brenner is good. He's got 22. So we got a plan. It does not involve a helicopter, although I wish that I had one. Brenner shoots again. It's good. 23 for Brenner. 7 out of 7 at the free throw line. 42-26. Gould and Gould with Martin, Davis, and Bricker out there for the Tigers. Backdoor cut. Davis couldn't get open. Jackson Gould, right corner three. Yes. 14 for Jackson Gould. He is three short of tying Dan Elliott for number 10 on the all-time scoring list. Warsaw down 42-29, 6:05 left. Brenner along the center line, near sideline. Guarded by Carson Gould. That's a mismatch. Rosh to Bontrager. Fakes the handoff. Drives in. Throws it back out to Wolf. Wolf at the foul line. Pass deflected. Comes out to Brenner. Shoots a three. Missed it badly. Rebound loose under the basket. Everybody fighting for it. And a held ball in the air belongs to Warsaw. Nobody could stick a fork in that thing. Finally, the whistle sounded. Tiger ball down by 13. They need to go on like an 8-0 run right here just to put some pressure on the Panthers. Brant Martin to Trey Davis. Left side, Carson Gould. Whips a pass. Oh, Martin kept that inbounds. How in the world did he do that? Bricker posted up on Wolf. Leans into him. Shoots it up. A whistle and a foul called. They've been waiting to do that this whole game. That was part of the game plan from the start, but they've just never had an opportunity to post somebody up in there on him. It turns out to be Bricker. He shoots two, looking for his first points of the game. Free throw up and in. 42-30, 5:26 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. All ahead next. Bricker shoots again, makes them both. 42-31. Bontrager will throw it in. Warsaw pressing everywhere. Gets it into Ian Rosh, up the sideline to Brenner. Brenner one-on-one against Carson Gould. Down to the block, through an underhand pass inside. Shot no good by Rosh. Tip back up and in by Bontrager. He's at double figures with 10. That's three more than his average, a 3.4. 44-31. Left side, Martin. Off a screen, Bricker. Pass was behind him, or he had a shot for three. Hands back to Jackson Gould. Near corner, Martin's open. He shoots for three. That's good. Martin's at double figures. He has 11. Timeout, Tigers. It's a full timeout. 4:56 left to play in the fourth. Northwood 44, Warsaw 34. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you. Steve Scott back at the station. Jared Shaw officiating in Garrett tonight. Northwood breaks Warsaw's press, but they throw it away. A bad pass saved in by Tyler Rausch. There goes Carson Gould in the corner for Drew Sullivan, who's in the game. Carson Gould looking for Bricker, couldn't find it. Martin's got it. Rausch took a swipe at it. Martin down the side of the lane, forced it up, blocked. Trey Davis got a hand on it, taken away by Brenner for Northwood. Brenner the other way, lobs it inside Tyler Rausch. He got hammered from behind. Warsaw goes to the basket very tentatively, and it costs them a foul at this end. They've got to be more forceful going to the basket. That's how you get fouls. That's how Northwood got a foul there, as Ian Rausch will shoot two free throws. He's 2 for 2 in this game. And the first one is good. Part of that will come with strength over time. Part of it will be knowing how far to go when you're going to the basket, when to stop, when to pull up, shoot a shot, or kick it out. All things they're still learning. Rausch missed the second. Jackson Gould's got the rebound for Warsaw. 45-34, Panthers by 11, 4.5 minutes left to go. Trey Davis on the weave, flips it back to Martin. Martin off a screen into the corner, and a foul called against the Panthers. A forearm foul against Tyler Rausch. And again, that's stuff that's been going on that they've been consistently not calling. So you can imagine why Tyler kind of looked around like, what? Jackson Gould to throw it in. Gets it into Carson, right back to Jackson, approaching the midpoint of the fourth. Jackson Gould hands off to Carson, the weave to the foul line. Out to the right for Brant Martin, back out for Carson Gould. Not a Bricker, he'll turn and shoot a three-pointer and miss it. Long rebound, grab, then we're gonna have a foul call, and it's gonna be a foul on Northwood. This will be on Ian Rausch, and that's a good call. Ian grabbed the ball with one hand and shoved off with the other. Now, because it happened on Jackson Gould, that draws everyone's extra attention. It's 5 team fouls on Northwood, the third on Ian. Carson Gould on the inbounds. Into the far corner. Martin open for three, in and out. Oh, that thing looked like it was going in. Brenner's got the rebound for Northwood. He'll take it up against Carson Gould, across the line into a trap, and a foul called against Warsaw. Carson Gould's got... I have him for four already. Apparently, that's incorrect. Luke Carson's got four. Trey's got three. Bricker's got one. Free throw is good by Brenner. He's got 24 points. Well, whoever's foul I gave to Carson isn't in the game at the moment. Free throw up and good. He gets them both. 25 points, 9 out of 9 at the free throw line for Cade Brenner. It's a 13-point lead, and the Tigers have their hands full now. Gould at the top of the circle. Right side, Carson Gould. Jackson in the corner, wide open, three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed by Tyler Rausch. Outlet knocked away, but it's picked up by Wolf for Northwood. 3.5 minutes to go. Northwood up by 13 on their way to their 14th win of the season and a perfect NLC mark at 5-0. Wolf between the circles against Bricker, left side for Ian Rausch. He'll spin back to the middle against Davis, and Davis reaches in and fouls. Trey with his fourth. And Ian Rausch will go to the free throw line and shoot. He is 3 out of 4. Again, tomorrow night's game starts at 6 at Elkhart's Northside Gym. We'll go on the air at about 5:55 on News Now Warsaw. Rausch free throw up and good. Penalty in effect, so he hits two automatically. He makes the first. He averages 15 points a game. He has only 8. One more coming up for the 6'6" senior. It's up. It's good. 9 for him. 5 out of 6 at the line. 49-34 Northwood. 3:11 left. Jackson Gould, far side to Carson. He'll drive it in the lane, lean in, shoot it up, no good. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Wolf for Northwood, and he'll dribble out of trouble. And again, hard contact there, no whistle. They have not protected shooters at all tonight for either team. 2:50 left. Northwood spreads the floor. Ian Rosh to the center circle to Wolf. Back to Rosh. He backs into a corner, got it up the sideline to Bontrager. He's fouled by Martin. Brandt with his fourth. Warsaw will fall to 9-7. They'll be 3-2 in the conference. Their conference dreams are over. The path to a championship would have been to win out, because you would give Northwood a loss and a Mishawaka a loss. And that's not going to happen here tonight. Bontrager rattles out the free throw. Came into the game 3 out of 8. He is 2 out of 4 on this night. One more coming up for the 6'2 senior. And it's no good. Martin is able to get the rebound for Warsaw. In transition, Bricker to Carson Gould, right wing. Fakes, drives in, threw it across the lane. It's tipped, and Martin saves it inbounds. Martin, down the lane, off balance, shot is good. Martin, one shy of Gould's team high, 14 with 13. 49-36, Northwood. Wolf caught the ball with his back to the basket. Otherwise, he'd have seen his teammate Aaron Ross down underneath for a dunk. And a whistle and timeout called by Northwood. Timeout, Panthers. It's a full 2:07 left to play. Northwood, 49. Warsaw, 36. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Northwood gets it in. 2:04 to play in the game, clock running. Panthers 49, Tigers 36. Bontrager, left corner. Trapped down there is Wolf. He got out of there and got fouled by Trey Davis. And I have Trey with 5. And that is 5 for Trey, who fouls out with just 1 point. And 1:53 left. Jackson Gould, 14. Brant Martin, 13. That's 27 out of the 36 points. Luke Gager, 2. Drew Heckman, 4. Luke Bricker, 2. Trey Davis, 1. Wolf at the line. His first free throws of the night. And the first one is in. As you can imagine, as a coach's kid, a good free throw shooter. But that makes 16 out of 18. As a team, Northwood 72%. Everything about this team you love, right? This Northwood team, second one's good. Wolf with 5. You love everything about this team. They're built to win their sectional. They're built to win their regional, which doesn't mean they're going to do it, but they're built to do it. And that is what Aaron Wolf has done here at Northwood. Up the baseline, Bricker gets shoved in the lane, lost the ball. It's loose at midcourt. Martin had it, taken away by Rosh. Rosh to Brenner, underneath, wide open, Bontrager. No, check that, Ian Rosh, and there's his dunk. He's been hanging out looking for one, and he got one. 1:28 to go. Jackson Gould down the lane, in on Ian Rosh, falling, firing, missing, rebound grabbed by Bontrager. Outlets for Tyler Rosh. To midcourt, grabbed by Brenner. Sullivan in the game for the Tigers. Trying to steal the ball away from Northwood. But at this point, it's irrelevant. The Panthers are going to win. The score is going to make it look a lot bigger than what it really was. Warsaw hung in there through most of three quarters. Brenner, pressured by Carson Gould, gets it off to Wolf. Wolf now trapped at midcourt, steps through it, throws it back out. Northwood not interested in shooting right now. They want to run the timeout. They've got 45 seconds to go. It's been a long run. None of these kids were alive the last time Northwood won in this building. 2003. It was actually December of 2002. That was the NLC Holiday Tournament. Everybody hated that thing. But Northwood came in here for a first-round girls-boys doubleheader, and they ended up winning both. Brenner fakes a jump shot with 13 seconds left. He's too classy a kid. He's not going to do that. 8 seconds to go. Warsaw standing. Northwood's fans standing. For the first time in 20 years, Northwood's a winner in the Tiger Den. Final score, Panthers 53, Warsaw 36. Post-game coverage begins after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight in the Tiger Den. Northwood knocks Warsaw out of contention for the Northern Lakes Conference Championship and keep their own hopes very much alive by beating Warsaw tonight 53-36. Final scoring for the Panthers, number one in 3A, number 10 in the single class coaches poll, Ethan Wolf, 5, Tyler Roche, 2, and then in double figures, Brock Bontrager, 10, Ian Roche, 11, and the leader, as you would expect, as is just about always the case, Cade Brenner, this just in, really good. 25 points for the Panthers this evening. For Warsaw, falls to 9-7. They are 3-2 in the conference. Trey Davis, 1. Luke Bricker, 2. On 2 free throws. No field goals tonight. Drew Heckerman with 4. And then Luke Yeager with 2. Double figures tonight for Brant Martin again. He's been averaging now over 9.5 points a game in his last 10 games. He had 13 points tonight. And Jackson Gould was the leader with 14. He is now 3 shy of Dan Elliott for number 10 on the all-time Warsaw scoring list. It was 10-8. Warsaw trailed after 1. Northwood outscored Warsaw. And really what we can look back at as the deciding quarter, Northwood 17, Warsaw 11 in the second. They were up 27-19 and a half. Remember, Warsaw had the ball twice in the last 30 seconds and got shots that you would expect these guys to make. They didn't make either of them. Northwood came down and got a basket with about 2 seconds left, put them up 8. It could have been 4 or 3. As it is, 27-19 was the score at halftime. Northwood outscored Warsaw 8-7 in the third, but still Warsaw was down by 9. And then Northwood outscored Warsaw 18-10 in the fourth, and they win at 53-36. We were tied at 4, 6, 8, and 10, and we had 1 first quarter lead change. Warsaw won the JV game, 30-28 over Northwood. Meiden Berger with 8 points to lead the way, including his third and fourth three-pointers of the season. Again, the final of the JV, 30-28. Warsaw beats Northwood. Tiger JV now 9-5 on the season. The Northwood JV 10-4. We'll give you the final stats brought to you by Alder for Bergen and talk with Matt Moore next on News Now Warsaw. Final tonight, Northwood 53, Warsaw 36. Time for the final stats brought to you by Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Northwood finishes the game 43% for the field, 16 of 37. They were 3 of 15 from three-point range, 13 of 22 from two-point range, 18 of 25 at the free throw line. Warsaw, 13 of 37 from the field, just 35%. 3 of 13 from three-point range. 10 of 24 from inside the arc. 7 out of 9 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Northwood, 28-20. Northwood had just 5 turnovers in the game, and Warsaw only had 9. And you can live with that. What you can't live with is 35% shooting at home, especially where they got shots. They were not open shots. I do not want to mislead you on that. They're not wide open, but they're shots within 3 feet of the basket, some of them, that they've got to make, and they just didn't make them. Points off turnovers in the game. Here's the thing. Warsaw had 9 turnovers, but that turned into 11 Northwood points. Warsaw with just 2 points off turnovers. Each team with 2 second-chance baskets. And Warsaw played to a .76, and Northwood 1.15. Northwood wins it 53-36 over the Warsaw Tigers. Those are the final stats brought to you by Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. We continue our post-game coverage. We'll have scores. Hopefully talk with Matt Moore here in just a minute on News Now Warsaw. Normally we do stats or scoring last, scores from other games, but Coach Moore hasn't popped up here yet, so we'll do that first. From the conference, kind of a stunning score. Goshen 29, Mishawaka 25. That's in the fourth quarter. You heard me. Goshen 29, Mishawaka 25, the fourth quarter. If Goshen can figure out a way to win that game, that would clear the path for Northwood to an outright conference championship, and they could secure a share of that against Mishawaka when they play, I think that's next week. Concord leads, that's gone final. Concord 48, Wauwatosa 39. So Concord continues to win games in the NLC. They're getting better, and again, that's a team, even though Warsaw beat them here, that not a lot of teams are going to want to play come the first week of March at Northside Gym. Final score, 53-36. Warsaw beat Northwood. I'm sorry, I said that backwards. Northwood beat Warsaw, 53-36. We're back to wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. Matt Moore is here after a 53-36 loss to the Northwood Panthers here in the conference. Just sitting up here, which is always different than sitting down where you sit, it sure looked like the Tigers had their share of chances to be in the game at the end, stay in this game, and it just didn't happen. Northwood took advantage of almost all of their opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at, I think we had 8 consecutive stops in the third quarter. It goes back to, I mean, Drew's got to make a one-on-one. He doesn't. It leads to a transition basket for them. So instead of being -2 going to the half, you're -6. They get the ball to come out and start the half. They score right away. You're -8. And then you find your way. You're there. It's -6, -8 most that third quarter that we hold them to 4-for-13 in the quarter. But we can't find offense. And, you know, I asked him. I went through to the guy and I said, you know, how many shots on your own did you take this week? And one guy took shots on his own. One guy. So you can't be surprised to rise to the level of the moment if your training is not putting you in position to prepare for that moment, right? And I think guys find a lot of reasons and excuses as to why they can't come in and get shots up. But ultimately, that's what it boils down to. You got to be able to make shots, right? And they had guys tonight that were able to make shots, and we didn't.
And a lot of those shots, Coach, came within 5 feet of the basket. They were not uncontested shots, but they were shots that I'm assuming that coaches like you and other coaches, you know, in your position at this level, you're expecting guys to make those shots.
I can get you a shot, man. I can't make it for you. We can draw up anything we want. We can run our stuff. But it comes down to guys being able to finish. And a lot of credit, obviously, has to go to Northwood. They're a well-coached team. Their guys have been – we're kind of where they were 2 years ago in many ways. I said that earlier, and those guys have played in a lot of big games, and they're battle tested. And you know, when it's time to grind out a possession, they were able to do that, and our possessions were a lot shorter as we kind of hit the panic button a little bit. But by no means am I disappointed in my guys' effort. I mean, Jackson puts it out there, man, and he you know, he's given us everything. We need more from Drew. Drew's got to decide what he wants to do. Does he want to be a Tiger? Does he not want to be a Tiger? And he's got to play to the level of that expectation. Our bench has to be better, right? When they get in, they got to be able to produce. And, I mean, for a lot of these guys, like Trey, I mean, like that's how you guard. I mean, that's a scorer you're guarding right there. That's a guy that's going to go to college for free. And, you know, he got the better trade tonight. But I was proud of all our guys. Now the bugaboo is going to be, what's our toughness level to come back tomorrow, right? I think we're +1 against Elkhart the last 2 years. So we win we win at the buzzer, +2. We lose in the sectional, -2. So we're even. And then we win at the buzzer last year, +1.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing if we can bounce back with the right mindset. And I believe we will. I think our guys have some competitive spirit. And, you know, this is the one they want, but we haven't earned the right to win this one yet.
Well, there's no room for pouting because you got 4 games in 8 days again. Tonight, go to Elkhart tomorrow. You've got Mishawaka here on Thursday. They're locked in a good one. Last check, they were down to Goshen 29-25 in the fourth quarter. So we'll keep an eye on that one. We're waiting for Steve to give us an update. And then you got Chesterton, who's not quite good enough probably to go to the state finals, but still really, really good because they've got plenty of guys left over from the team that did go to the state last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time, man. You got guys that are, if you're a Hooper, man, you love this because practices, as soon as February hit, they get a lot shorter. But it is that work that we have to be diligent with of you know, we have three shooting machines, and guys have to know they've got to put that time in. Like, our underclassmen have to put the time in to be able to continue to hone their skills, because as your body breaks down late in this year, you drop to the level of your training, and guys got to stay sharp, and I think they will. I think they'll take this as a challenge and step forward, and we'll continue to move. And like I told them in there, I told them a couple weeks ago, like, we're not losing again. I don't think we lost tonight. I think we got beat tonight, right? We got beat by a better basketball team, and that's okay, right? That's you put it out there, you see where you're at, and you come back tomorrow and see who has the character to bounce back and be back in the fight once again.
We'll see you at the Big Barn on Main Street tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, who fall tonight at home to Northwood, 53-36. Excuse me. Steve just sent me a text. 2 minutes to go. Goshen leads Mishawaka 39-36. Wow. That would set ripples through this conference if Mishawaka could pull that off. We'll see in the morning what happens. We'll give you those scores tomorrow during Tiger Talk, which begins at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Steve back at the station for a job well done. We'll see Jared Shaw at Northside Gym tomorrow. I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks so much for listening. Again, the final scores, it was Warsaw over Northwood in the JV game, 30-28. And behind Cade Brenner's 25 points, Northwood beat Warsaw in the varsity game, 53-36. Good night.